trees and things there. Sometimes the snow would never get under some of them. They were so large, you know, and they'd sleep under there. All of them down Tinsel. But they've made it a convenience. Everybody had cattle in, but to fix it's okay. Nobody hardly ever had, if you ain't got little land of your own, you ain't got nothing. And that made it hard. Can't nobody have nothing. If you run out on the road there, and they catch them, they'll make you pay a fine.
Where did you keep your chickens? My chicken
runs all around here. I've got a bunch of chickens.
Yeah. Did you have a place where you keep the the little ones separate, maybe?
Yes, sir. It have cooks for the hens to go under with the little chickens.
I see.
Turn them out in the morning, let them run out.
And a place where a hen could lay, where a hen would.
I got a hen house. My hen house back there. The nest is in it. They go in there and lay.
Yep. Well, where'd you keep your hogs?
Well, I didn't fool with no hogs. I sold out my hogs last year. They stayed in that in there. And I kept them up and just be just as fat and fine. Kept them up with milk.
Uh-huh.
Just pour out milk there for them.
Yeah. Did you ever have a place where you wanted to fatten them? You'd put them in a what?
No, I didn't ever want to fatten them. They're already fat. I just sent them to the field and have them sold. So they, after everything got so hard, as we shall got so hard, and I come as just feeding them milk. And I believe that wheat show up there, $5 a sack. And how long would a sack of wheat show lay? And I find that I got a pig over that Emmett Hayes's, but you know, I saw him the last. I had he come in and seen the hog. And he asked me to let him have the hog, and he would give me a pig off it. Was a rested hog, you know.
What you mean?
The hog was a rested, full bred hog. And he come in and seen it. Seen it, she was a sire. And he asked me to let him have a saboot, you know, and he saved me a pig. And I ain't never went and got that pig, because I didn't have no, you know, after I lost my cow, you know, I didn't have no milk to give him. And I don't want nothing now in me that I can't feed.
Yeah.
I don't believe in no pork thing. I do it, I'd eat myself to feed my things.
Uh-huh.
It's a sin to let anything. Some people have hogs that's so poor and to let. You can't hardly get up.
Yeah.
Cow the same way.
Yeah. Would you keep something in the kitchen maybe that you'd throw stuff into and take out to the hogs?
That's too stingy. I wouldn't cook no more than what I was going to.
Yeah.
Then I had a dog too, you know. I had to feed the dog, feed my cat. I've got a cat now. I had to get rid of my dog. I sure did hate it. These boys up here give me a pretty dog, a puppy. And I raised that puppy up, called Brownie. And when I know anything brown as I pull my face, I could be sitting here and he see a chicken come close and I holler at him, he'd grab that chicken and take him over and kill him and eat him. So I got rid of him. I didn't want to kill him, I just give him to some boys.
Yeah. What kind of dogs you got here?
I